Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Louis DeLille, owner of Marche Prospect, except in Sherbrooke. Louis has recently made the decision to boycott all fresh fruits and vegetables coming from the USA in his store. We will start the show with a song by Jay and the Techniques, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, and we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Louis DeLille to the Townships at 12. Now, Louis, you are the owner of the grocery store Marche Prospect, except on Prospect Street. How long have you been the owner of this grocery store?
We're going on in my 10th year right now, 2016.
Now, you were telling me that the grocery store, it dates back to maybe even 1912 or 1913. It was originally a general store, and it turned into a grocery store. So that's really interesting, especially for Sherbrooke.
Yeah, interesting. It's because of the customer. You know, they keep going here at our store, and they keep us alive. That's great.
That's good. So you have a lot of customers that come that have been coming for quite a few years, I guess.
Yeah, it's more like a neighborhood grocery. So it's always we have people that are fervent, that are admirator of the business. So they keep coming, and it's great for us. It keeps business alive and the job in place, the old north of Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Now, recently, you made a decision, and it had to do with President Trump, and you have stopped buying all fresh fruits and vegetables from the USA, and you made that decision on Monday, February 3rd, I believe. So tell us a little bit about that.
Because of the tax fees that the American administration wants to make again us, the Canadians, so we did not do that against the American people. We do that to keep the job in Quebec, so, and in Canada too. So when I heard that maybe we're going to lose 100,000 jobs and lost like 3% of PIB, I've decided to make a little something. I don't pretend that the American government going to change their way of doing against us because of the Marché Prospect, but I think it's a small thing. It's a you know, a little stone in the ocean and to try to make something. And the people support us, and we get a big movement of love with this decision. So we start with fruits and vegetables because it's easy and it's fast to make. They're gonna feel that fast in the USA, because fruits and vegetables is like 7 to 15 days, and then they're gonna know that we don't buy anything from USA.
Okay, interesting. That's fresh fruits and vegetables. Your grocery store, it's an independent grocery store, so it's not affiliated. It's not a part of a chain. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's an independent grocery, but we have affiliated with Loblad, so the biggest supplier in Canada.
Okay, that's interesting.
But we can still make any decision that we want. We can buy from a local producer. We can make the decision every day. For us, that's what's easy to make that decision on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Go through a process and you know, the big boss and everything, and ask for the communication team to thought about that, so it was easy.
Okay, good for you. Are you a grocery store that's also on, you do buy local too, before all this?
Yeah, we're a grocery store of fruit and vegetable. We have meat too. We have a meat department too. So it's the summer to buy in Quebec, or even in the Eastern Township. We our lettuce and cucumber come from Waterville, and our raspberry, everything is local. In summer, it's easy in Quebec to have fresh products, but as you can see, during the winter and the cold, we have to buy our stock from dealer around the so from the USA, from Mexico, and from around the world even. So those fees were imposed during the winter. That's the worst period for us. But we want to make a statement about that and say that if we look around, we can find other supplier that came from Mexico, South America, Central America, even Africa. Not local, but we have to make a decision, choose our fight. Do we want to have the produce that came from the near from us, or do we want to make a statement against those taxes that the Trump administration want to make?
Okay. Have you seen any similar actions from other local business owners?
I did not take a look about on that, but what I've seen is that the customer response was very good and they support us. So I think I'm responding to a demand of my customers, so I'm going to keep doing that.
Okay, so the response from the customers was good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, what steps do you have to take to find alternate suppliers for the products you use to source from the USA? Is that difficult?
Not so. It's surprisingly, it's not so difficult. It's easy to do business with USA. It's our natural partner during the winter, especially with the fruits and vegetables. But when we look, we can find equivalent in Mexico and Central America. Price are not so different, but we always choose the product that are the most near of us. You know, the product that easy to go and faster to came to Quebec. So. But because of those decisions, we have to make other choice. And I think it's not so difficult. Right now, Roman lettuce is difficult, but because it's just from United States. Celery, I don't know how to say that in English. Products are more difficult to get. But I think in vegetable and fruit, you can choose other things. If there's no like a broccoli, you can choose another thing. Asparagus or... So I think that the customer will support that movement. We'll see in 30 days what the American administration is going to do.
What do you see as the long-term consequences of these tariffs if they go through on small businesses like yours?
I'm not sure about that because, you know, there's a lot of instability. We have the cost, you know, because of the devaluation of the Canadian money. We already got some damage with that. I'm not sure on the long term what it's going to do, but we have to you know, you have to be ready for maybe 4 years.
Okay, anything else we left out, Louis, that you want to mention? Your store is on Prospect Street. Do you have the address?
It's 1124 Prospect Street in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's open...
7 days a week, and 365 days per year. We always open even on the Christmas and the Easter. We're always open. We're a proximity grocery for our resident in the old north of Sherbrooke. So we are here for them.
Okay, that's wonderful.
No, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Louis DeLille, the owner of the Marché Prospect Accept. Thanks very much and all the best. I'll be there soon.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, baby, do you love me like you did? Hey, baby, is that fire still calling? Hey, baby, are we different than they are? Hey, baby, can we hide out from the fall? I pray that we don't ever change. I hope our hearts still burn the same. I wonder if we fight for us, can we survive? Nobody makes it anymore. So darling, how can we be sure? We've gotta hold on to what was. We gotta try to keep the love alive. To keep the love alive. Hey babe, the falling light flies every day. Nobody makes it anymore. So darling, how can we be sure? We've gotta hold on to a word. We gotta try to keep the love alive. To keep the love alive. I wonder if we fight for us, can we survive? Nobody makes it anymore. So darling, how can we be sure? We've gotta hold on to what was. We gotta try to keep the love alive. To keep the love alive.
We just heard a song from ZZ Ward, and the song is called Love Alive. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12.
Presented by Townshippers Association, Zoom In on Health, Mental Well-Being During the Winter Season. Join Jen Bauer for Mental Health History online from the comfort of your own home as she explores the differences between seasonal affective disorder and winter blues. Learn some strategies to help boost your mental well-being this winter season. Wednesday, February 12th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom. To register, contact Emily, ECOTE, at townshippers.org.
Mental Health Estuary invites you to the upcoming Borderline Personality Disorder Workshop Series, featuring returning guest speaker Valerie Poore, M.A., world-renowned author, BPD expert and founder of TARA for BPD. These free virtual workshops presented in English offer valuable insights into understanding and improving relationships affected by BPD. The first one, Part 1, Thursday, February 20th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., online via Zoom. This workshop explores how understanding the biological origins of BPD behaviors can help prevent triggers, anticipate reactions, and strengthen relationships. It aims to dispel stigma and misinformation while fostering self-acceptance and deeper family connections. Part 2, Compassionate Communication Tools for Connection. Thursday, March 6, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., online via Zoom. This session will introduce the principles of mentalization-based therapy, focusing on how perceiving the mental states of oneself and others can prevent relationship ruptures. It can explore how misinterpreting intentions can lead to conflict and how listening with curiosity and humility can foster understanding, rebuild trust, and heal relationships. Both workshops are free and open to everybody. For information or to register, email outreach@mentalhealthestree.com or call 819-565-2388. Presentation on the Canadian dairy industry on behalf of the CFUW. In this era of disinformation and trade threats, CFUW member Anne-Louise Carson will give a presentation on the Canadian dairy industry, the facts, the fear, and the fun. Anne-Louise, who devoted her career to the industry, will be accompanied by fellow dairy enthusiast Maria Enright, co-owner of Pove Holstein Farm in Richmond, with a first-hand view of the reality of family farming in these uncertain times. Come learn what we can all do as consumers and concerned citizens to support our township's dairy farmers. The presentation will be given at Hope Community Church in the basement, 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville, on February 14th, starting at 1:30, on behalf of the Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District. The public is welcome. And we have the Photo Detective Challenge. Come help identify historical photos from the Township Sun Archives. Wales Home, 506 243 Cleveland, Thursday, February 13th, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Please note, space is limited. RSVP 819-640-1340 or townshipsunrsvp@gmail.com. Also coming up at the Haskell Free Library, One Church in Stanstead, Saturday, February 15th, 10 to 11:30 a.m., and the Grace Village, 1515 Pleasant View in Huntingville, Sherbrooke, Wednesday, February 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Fête et Neige Snow Festival coming up in Magog at Mary's Point, February 15th and 16th, 15th 10 to 6, and the 16th 10 to 5. Fun for the whole family. The Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization is currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange for a pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, March 22nd. Doors are open at 12 noon and games will start at 1 p.m. A concession stand will be available on-site with refreshments available for purchase. Lennoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society invites you to an upcoming talk, Looking Back 60 Years, Why the North Shore Students Came to Gold, will be presented by Tom and Barbara Matthews on Saturday morning, February 15th at 10 a.m. at Uplands, 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville in Sherbrooke. Free admission. For information, 819-564-0409. It's the 17th Annual Bishop's University Charity Fashion Show, supporting Lennoxville and District Community Aid. Saturday, February 15th,
2 p.m. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 and they are available at the door. Join them for an afternoon of a stunning showcase of local brands, dance performances to dazzle, raffles, prizes, and a silent auction, and so much more.
Hugs is still on until March. Mental Health Estuary accepting hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm items of clothing. These are then donated to local resources offering services to those experiencing homelessness. Monetary donations are also accepted through their website or by check. Please make checks payable to Mental Health Estuary and indicate hugs on the memo line. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Alternately, an in-person appointment can be scheduled to drop off items or a check. For more information, 819-565-3777 or projects@mentalhealthestuary.com.
And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
Like a soldier in the wasteland, holding on to what I do know. 'Cause the one hope is all I got. On that shoreline, a million waves and one just hits right. Like a joke that lands the first time. In my mind, you're still smiling. 'Cause you are my favorite kind of magic. Don't know how it happened. Close my eyes and then you are.
A song from Wilder Woods, and the song is called Kind of Magic. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Louis DeLille, owner of Marche Prospect in Sherbrooke. We will close the first part of today's show with the Weekend Open Hearts. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard and a couple of words from our sponsors, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.
Get old, then you put me in clothes.